You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, and Matt Wilhelm. And you know football season's here. It means it's time for wings, beer, and countless TVs full of gridiron action at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm. Right now, it is time to get into the grades for the offense against the Baltimore Ravens. We'll start at the quarterback position. Josh McCown, 36 of 51, franchise record, 457 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, quarterback rating of 111.3. He also ran for 12 yards and a touchdown. He's the only quarterback in the history of the National Football League to throw for more than 450 yards, 2 touchdowns, running a touchdown, and not throw an interception in a game ever.
A minus. And the minus, I believe there's a sack or two that fall on the shoulders of Josh McCown.
You're like Pro Football Focus. You know what Pro Football Focus graded Josh McCown at for this game?
No.
Negative. They gave him a negative grade for that game.
Okay.
The guy,
I give him an A minus.
You're gonna give him an A minus? You know what I'm gonna give him? You remember have you
Was it perfect?
Have you seen the movie The Christmas Story? I hope so, being a Clevelander. Of course. When Ralphie has his dream, right? When Ralphie has his dream, okay, about his paper that he writes on the Red Rifle BB gun. Do you remember what grade he gets?
No. A plus.
Plus, plus. And she's writing it from plus, one chalkboard to the plus, 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 plus. That's what I'm giving Josh McCown. A plus, 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 plus. By the way, Pro Football Focus, and this is why their grades stink. This is why I don't like talking about their grades. I like talking about their stats. This is why their grades stink. Okay, he had the worst grade of anybody on the offense of the Cleveland Browns. Guy throws for 457 yards, produces 3 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, and they give him a negative 2.3 grade. And his pass grade was negative 1.7. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Somebody defend that. You know the Aaron Rodgers 5 touchdown game?
Yes.
Against Kansas City? Pro Football Focus gave him a negative grade for that game. So give me a break. Your thing is flawed, Pro Football Focus. Flawed. Give me a break. Josh Count, A plus 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 plus. Plus, 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 plus.
Okay.
Maybe the best game Browns quarterbacks played. I don't know. Certainly the most prolific. We know that.
Yes.
Other than Bernard Kosar in the playoffs when he threw for more than 480 yards. All right, let's go to the running backs. Isaiah Crowell, 13 carries, 49 yards on the ground. He added 2 catches, 38 yards on the touchdown, an impressive touchdown to boot. Duke Johnson, 9 carries, 22 yards on the ground, 6 catches, 55 yards. So as a group, they contributed 71 yards rushing. They contributed 93 yards receiving, over 160 total yards from your running backs. And what it does not show up in the stats that I just mentioned, but something that I know you appreciate as a former player and student of the game, I thought they both did a very good job in pass protection.
I do too. I'm going to give these guys an A. I know it was tough sledding on that front, which is why Mike Pettine going into the football game said we might have to throw the ball 50 times. And we did, but I thought the pass loosened up that front, and there were times in the fourth quarter where we ran the ball at will for 6-plus yards a carry, and I thought made up for some of the tough sledding earlier in the football game. And I thought just a very resilient effort by these guys. They're both selfless. They both are eager for any type of touch, whether it be on the ground. And I don't see the frustration. Like, you know, I know Crow at times when he gets hit at or behind the line of scrimmage is frustrated. Not saying he spikes the ball, but he gets frustrated with the situation, not at any person individually. And I thought their wherewithal to stay with it, stay within the game plan, and wait for their touches and make the most when they got those touches is why they gave him an A. And as you mentioned, a few times in particular, even in my head, they were bringing the blitz. We picked it up, allowing Josh McCown to throw the football down the field.
Yep. So what was your overall letter?
A.
An A for the backs. Matt Wilhelm likes what they did more than Joshua McCown. I'm going to give the backs an A minus. Can't get an A unless you're running a little bit more prolifically for me. Got to at least be at 4 yards a carry to get the full A. But A minus, they contributed in a great, great way to this victory. All right, wide receivers. Travis Benjamin, 12 targets, 6 catches, 83 yards. Taylor Gabriel, 5 targets, 4 catches, 75 yards. Andrew Hawkins, 9 targets, 7 catches, 49 yards as well. Brian Hartline, 3 targets, 1 catch, 5 yards. Overall, the group productive, involved, And again, a solid performance.
I'm going to give these guys an A as well. I think they're exceeding expectation. And right now what they're doing is they're rewriting that expectation for us every week. So when the drops start coming and they're struggling to win in, you know, and find those windows in zone coverage or struggling to win in one-on-one matchups, we expect them now to play at a very high level week in, week out, because we have a quarterback that can play at an extremely high level and deliver the football on time, accurately, allowing them to do something with the football. So the expectation is being reset by this group.
I agree. I'll give them a solid A. They continue to contribute.
How many drops by this group?
How many drops by them in this game?
Yeah.
Let's see.
I can't remember one off the top of my head. That's why I ask.
Wide receivers, Andrew Hawkins, 0. Travis Benjamin, 0. Taylor Gabriel, 0. Brian Hartline, 2.
Okay. All right.
So that was it. Overall, though,
the most targeted guys had 0 drops.
Prolific, yes. And that's on 12, 5, 9. That's 26 targets for those three. 0 drops, and you had 17 catches. Very, very good. Solid effort. All right, let's look at the tight ends. Big play, Gare. 10 targets, 8 catches, 139 yards, and a touchdown. Jim Dre caught his only target for 7. Hauser's only target for 6. But the story continues to be big play, Gare, doing things that a Cleveland Browns tight end has not done in 31 or 32 years, depending on which stat you are getting excited about. The guy had a cartoon made in his honor at the Bleacher Report this week. Big play, Gare. And we're going to hear from him actually right after this break. But A-plus from the tight ends.
I'm going to give them an A. Not an A-plus. I just think that some of the tough sledding on the ground is their inability to capture or dominate the line of scrimmage. But when it comes to the pass game, Gary Barnage is a real weapon. He is going to garner attention by an outside linebacker, banging him off the line of scrimmage, and then coverage on him as well down the field, which will take the attention off our other playmakers. So as Travis Benjamin loosened people up, you know, because of the Tennessee Titans football game, Gary Barnage is doing the same thing for those underneath pass. So I'd expect more of Duke Johnson, more of Isaiah Crowell underneath, and our ability to stretch the field both long and intermediate as well, because Barnage is now a threat.
And let me remind you that going into that game, the Ravens have allowed 31 yards receiving total to the tight end position in 4 games. Total. Gary Barnage had 108 more than that by himself. And you know what Josh McCown's quarterback rating was when he threw the ball to Gary Barnage?
Nope.
152.1. The only person that was better on the entire team was...
Crow.
Isaiah Crowell, perfect 158.3 when targeting the Crow this week. Finally, the offensive line of your Cleveland Browns. And here are the facts, okay? And maybe this will sway you. Maybe you were ready for this. Maybe you weren't ready for this. Josh McCown dropped back 57 times against the Ravens. He was under pressure only 13 times out of 57. He was not under pressure 44 times.
A.
I don't care about the run.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to give these guys, okay, if we're going to turn in this passing offense, I've said all along, I believe this line is built more to be a pass-blocking line than it is a run-blocking line. They are now number 4 in the NFL on the season in terms of overall pass-blocking efficiency at 84%. They have risen, climbed the ranks significantly. This was their best game of the year. Now, granted, there was no Terrell Suggs. Almost Doonerville went down early. But overall, they did what they had to do to give Josh McCown the time that he needed to set a franchise record with 457 yards passing. And they did that. If you're going to drop back 57 times and only be under pressure 13 times, you're going to have good days more often than not.
You absolutely are. Like I said, it was A, would like to see them be able to win more often versus a good front, versus the run. But I'll take it based on the stats you've given me.
So right now, when you look at this side of the ball, the lowest grade you gave was to Josh McCown.
Yeah. Me and Pro Football Focus.
You and Pro Football Focus in cahoots. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from Gary Barnage. Big play, Gare. Also had a nice write-up today, a feature in Sports Illustrated. He's blowing up. He already know that he was a part of a love triangle on Total Divas on the USA Network with two WWE divas. Things are just looking up right now if you're Big Play Gare, and we're going to talk with him right after this.